All right, let's dive in today and talk about large language models,
Yeah.
LLMs. Everyone's talking about them, these AI systems that
Yeah.
write, like Shakespeare translate languages, even write code. But what about math? Are they really math geniuses, or are they just really good at mimicking patterns?
Right.
That's what we're going to unpack today using this super interesting research paper called GSM Symbolic: Understanding the Limitations of Mathematical Reasoning
Yeah.
in Large Language Models.
Yeah, it's funny. People just kind of assume that AI should be good at math, right? Like
Yeah.
computers and numbers, they just go together. But this paper actually throws a wrench in that.
Oh.
It reveals some surprising limitations in how LLMs actually handle math problems.
Okay, so the researchers use this thing called GSMAK,
Yeah.
which is basically a bunch of grade school math problems.
Right.
Like, if Sarah has three apples and she gets two more, how many does she have?
Yeah,
There you go.
exactly. Yeah, and at first glance, it looked like LLMs were crushing it on GSMAK, solving a high percentage of the problems correctly.
Yeah.
But the researchers had this hunch
Okay.
that the models might be kind of gaming the system a little bit, relying more on just pattern recognition
Yeah.
rather than really understanding the math.
So they weren't really getting the concept of addition. They were just recognizing the format of
Right.
the problem and spitting out the answer they had seen before.
Exactly. Like that's what they were thinking. And so to test this theory,
Okay.
they developed this new way of testing that could generate endless variations of the same math problem, changing names, numbers, complexity to see if the LLMs could really adapt. And that's where things got interesting.
Oh, I am very intrigued. So what happened when they threw these curveballs at the LLMs? Did they pass the test?
Well, while not really,
Go
they
ahead.
showed a surprising amount of inconsistency.
Okay.
Even a tiny change, like just changing a name in a word problem, like changing Sarah to David,
Wow.
could completely throw some LLMs off, even though the math was exactly the same.
Oh, so it was really getting hung up on the superficial details instead of focusing on the underlying math concepts.
Yeah, it seems that way. And it actually got even worse when the problems involved multiple steps.
Okay.
Like when they were asked to, say, calculate costs over several days,
Yeah.
the LLMs would often mess up, showing they have a hard time tracking information over multiple steps.
Wow.
Yeah, it really shows the gap between like their performance on those simpler tasks and their ability to really handle more complex reasoning.
Okay, so maybe they're not ready to replace mathematicians just yet.
Right.
But can they at least tell what's important and what's not? Like separating the wheat from the chaff?
That's a great question. So to test that, the researchers did a clever experiment.
Okay.
They took those math problems and started adding in like totally irrelevant information things that sound related to the problem but don't actually affect the math at all.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a wrench in the gears to see if the LLM can keep going.
So they're trying to see if the LLMs can like filter out the noise
Yeah.
and focus on the important part.
Exactly. And the results were, well, pretty dramatic.
Don't leave me hanging. Tell me, how did the LLMs handle this extra information?
Well, adding those irrelevant details caused their performance to totally tank in some cases by as much as 65%.
Wow.
It's like they were so focused on these shiny, distracting details that they lost sight of the actual problem they were supposed to be solving.
So even though they can write beautiful sonnets and, generate complex code, they can be tripped up by something as simple as an extra sentence that
Right.
has nothing to do with the math. That's a little unsettling.
Yeah, it is. It really makes you wonder whether LLMs truly understand math
Yeah.
or if they're just like super sophisticated pattern matchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big question
Yeah,
that this
yeah.
research brings up.
Yeah.
It makes you think.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of freaky that these systems that we think of as so smart can
Right.
be so easily fooled. We're talking about AI that can write human quality text and code, but then struggles with basic math when we add in some extra stuff.
Right. It really highlights the difference, I think, between like mimicking intelligence and actually having it.
Yeah.
Even young children have this intuitive grasp of numbers and quantities.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just recognizing symbols.
Right. Like five apples plus three apples will always equal eight
Oh,
apples, no matter
exactly.
what color they are or what we call them.
Right.
It seems like LLMs haven't quite grasped that yet.
Yeah, it seems like humans can like abstract away from those superficial details and
Yeah.
focus on those like core mathematical relationships. But LLMs, at least right now, seem to be kind of stuck at the surface level. making them vulnerable to these kinds of tricks.
So where does this leave us?
Yeah.
Are we heading towards a future where we have to double check every AI output?
Right.
Just in case it got distracted by a misplaced adjective or some irrelevant detail?
That's a really important question, I think. This research really underscores the need for transparency and explainability in AI. We can't just treat these systems like magic black boxes that spit out answers.
Yeah.
We need to be able to understand how they're arriving at their conclusions.
We need to be able to like peek inside the AI's brain and trace its thought process.
Exactly. It's essential if we want to be able to trust these systems.
Yeah.
We need ways to audit and evaluate them, not just for accuracy, but for things like robustness, fairness, the ability to reason logically.
Yeah. It sounds like we need a whole new set of guidelines for how we design, develop, and deploy AI systems.
I think so.
With a focus on making sure that they're reliable and that they're making decisions based on sound reasoning.
Absolutely. Ethical considerations have to be at the forefront of AI development.
Yeah.
We can't just focus on making AI more powerful.
Yeah.
We need to ensure that it aligns with human values and goals,
right,
especially as it becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
This isn't just about building cool technology anymore. This is about shaping the future of our society. And that requires careful thought and open discussion about the potential risks and benefits of AI.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We need to be having these conversations, not just in academic circles, but in public forums involving everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the responsibility of scientists and engineers. We all have a stake in shaping the future of AI.
It's like with any powerful tool, you know, whether it's fire or nuclear energy,
right.
We need to learn how to use it wisely and responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that starts with understanding both its incredible potential and its inherent limitations.
Well said. This research on LLMs and math, I think, is like a powerful reminder that we can't just assume that AI is automatically good at reasoning, even about something as fundamental as numbers.
We need to be skeptical, ask critical questions, and demand transparency from those who are developing and deploying these systems.
Absolutely.
We need to understand how they work and what your limitations are.
You know, this whole conversation has got me thinking about how we as humans are also prone to these kinds of reasoning errors. We get distracted by irrelevant details. We jump to conclusions. We sometimes miss the forest for the trees.
It's true. We like to think of ourselves as rational beings, but we're far from perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe our fascination with AI stems from a desire to understand our own minds better.
Right.
To see ourselves reflected in these machines.
It's a humbling realization. But ultimately, studying the limitations of AI can teach us a lot about ourselves.
Yeah.
It forces us to examine our own cognitive biases and to think more critically about how we process information.
It's like AI is holding up a mirror to humanity, forcing us to confront our own strengths and weaknesses as thinking beings. Maybe that's one of the most valuable lessons we can learn from this research.
Perhaps. As AI continues to evolve, it will continue to challenge our assumptions about intelligence reasoning and what it means to be human.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation I think worth having.
Absolutely. This deep dive has given us a lot to ponder. What are some of the practical implications of these findings for different fields and industries? And what steps can we take to ensure AI is developed and deployed responsibly? We'll explore those questions right after this. Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about how these LLMs can be tricked by irrelevant information when they're trying to do even simple math problems.
Right. It's like they have these amazing processing abilities, but their common sense filter is like still under construction.
Yeah. And it makes you think about, you know, what are the implications for all kinds of fields?
Right.
It's one thing for an AI to write a poem or translate a language. But when we're talking about like healthcare, finance, or self-driving cars, that's a whole other...
Oh, yeah. The stakes are much higher.
A bowl game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine an AI system that's being used to diagnose diseases from medical images. What if it gets distracted by some like harmless anomaly in the scan and makes the wrong diagnosis?
Or what if it misses something important because it doesn't have that same intuitive understanding of human anatomy that a doctor would have? That's scary.
Exactly. And it's not just healthcare. Think about AI in finance making investment decisions based on like market data.
Mm.
What if it misinterprets a piece of news or overreacts to a random fluctuation? Could be big financial losses.
Yeah. It seems like the common thread here is that AI right now just doesn't have that nuanced judgment and contextual awareness that humans have.
That's a great point. You know, we as humans, even without realizing it, We bring a lifetime of experiences and background knowledge to every decision we make. We can weigh different factors, consider the context, and often just have a gut feeling about what's right.
Yeah.
Trying to replicate that in AI is a huge challenge.
So what can we do to make sure that AI is being developed and used responsibly,
yeah.
especially these really important areas where the stakes are high?
Right.
Do we just need to stop everything until we figure it all out?
I don't think we need to stop everything, but I do think we need to change our focus.
Okay.
We need to put more effort into research on AI safety and robustness, developing new ways to test and evaluate these systems, not just for accuracy, but for their ability to think logically, handle uncertainty, and not be fooled by irrelevant information.
So not just making AI smarter, but making it more human,
yeah.
in a sense,
mm-hmm.
like teaching it to think critically, filter out noise, and understand the nuances of the real world.
That's a really good way to put it. And it's going to require a lot of collaboration yeah. between AI researchers, domain experts, and ethicists. We need to be very intentional about the values that we embed in these systems
right.
and think about how they're going to impact society.
This isn't a conversation just for the tech experts.
Right.
This is something we all need to be involved in.
Absolutely. We all need to be asking tough questions, demanding transparency from developers, and having honest discussions about the potential risks and benefits of AI.
Yeah. This research on LLMs and math is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, just the tip of the iceberg.
There's so much more to learn. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the inner workings of LLMs to the bigger picture of what this means for society.
It's a fascinating field, and it's changing so fast, it's crucial to stay informed.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's giving you something to think about when it comes to the future of AI. Until next time, keep exploring. Stay curious.